Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, I probably don't have account 98004.
I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, is this Home Depot or is this a third party? Or
we are a third party, ma'am.
Righteous. So if I give my information out to you guys and my card information, it goes to whom? It's not Home Depot, huh?
We are not affiliated with Home Depot, no, ma'am.
Righteous. So and y'all giving away, y'all selected a couple of customers to do a survey for Home Depot.
A lot of the they're sent out randomly through via IP address to our customers. We don't sell customers' information to anyone. It's private.
Right.
Our system is secured, but it's selected at random. But we're not affiliated with Home Depot, and we're not affiliated with Dyson or with the mixers or with Apple. We're not affiliated with them. This is the customer service number for the meal plan that the customer is going to be enrolled into every single month.
A meal plan? What's that?
It's a digital meal plan app where we give you different recipes on what you can do if you're trying to curb your carb and sugar cravings. Give you different recipes that's catered to you and your needs. If you're trying to lose weight, trying to gain it, or if you have glycemia or diabetes.
Mhm. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all should advertise that because a lot of people have that. Y'all should advertise it yourself instead of doing this, doing the tricky rate. Because I'm a disabled veteran, and I work for outreach, and a lot of people, y'all should say what y'all are about, because a lot of people don't have no idea on how to get a hold of somebody who is what you just got done telling me, explaining. A lot of people in my building alone, and there's 600 people in this building. They come to me, but I'm not working. I'm not working for outreach, and I can't assist them anymore. So this is so cool that I called you this late, and I got some more information today before 12 o'clock. You're the third company that I spoke to, and I just got information that I know that our building would love to have. If I can pass on your telephone number, if I can pass this number to my residents here, can you give them that spiel? They don't have to take the survey. If I print out some cards and put them on our downstairs on our board, would that be all right if some of our residents call y'all and get this information?
They would have to participate in the survey, and they would have to submit for the entry fee, which is anywhere between $1 to $6.95, in order to be enrolled into the meal plan. And the meal plan is $59.89 a month.
The majority of them are on fixed income, so they can probably afford it, most likely. And a lot of them don't know how to cook. I cook for them. I'm a chef as well. I went to school for a chef in the 82nd Airborne Ranger Finance Specialist for the U.S. Army. But I cook for them, and that's not my job either. But and I work for outreach. I used to work for outreach. So then I wouldn't know how to if they can't call this number, then how would I direct them to you guys? There's a lot of disabled vets and a lot of disabled people in this building that are not getting assistance. And like I said, I'm not counseling anymore. I'm not a worker anymore or outreach. I'm disabled right now, and I just had surgery yesterday. I'm about to have surgery tomorrow, and then next week as well, and 2 weeks later after that.
So I'm not working for anybody, and I wish I can pass this on to them and try to make it easy as possible, because that's what I do. I don't need no money. I don't need no residuals. I don't need no nothing back. I like to help others, and
yes,
being that and I'm just sitting at home, so whatever I can do for people, I'm not no longer wearing my uniform, so. If I can still give back, then that's how I like to do. I like to help them, and I have a big mouth, so I'll pass it on, and they listen to me. People listen. So there's no other way I can connect them with you guys, and the dollar or $59 a month. That wouldn't be a problem for the ones I do know, but they would love it, because I'm not cooking. I said I just had surgery on my hand, so I'm not cooking. People need to start helping me. Now it's my turn. But they're not. But that's what I do. Look, I gotta have surgery tomorrow, another surgery, so they can pull the cyst out.
I'm sorry if it's any type of consolation. Thank you for your services to our country, and I have all four branches of the military in my family, all the way down to the Coast Guard. And my father and my grandfather were in the Army branch I had, and my father was a sergeant major, and he was also a sniper.
Come on now.
And my grandfather had the Purple Heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he was a rank above my father.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I just spoke to somebody earlier today. I know it's kind of late, and now I heard your accent, so I know it's really late because y'all 3 hours ahead of us. Am I good?
We're in the Central Standard Time.
You're Central, so you're 2 hours ahead of me.
Yes, ma'am. We're at 1,200 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now.
That's what's up. Okay, okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say. Has your family spoke about the VA?
I know that my husband's dad is retired Navy, and they speak about the VA a lot.
And it's bad, right? Don't lie. It's okay.
Personally, I just wish that our veterans were treated better.
Thank you.
That's all that I can say on a recorded line, man. That's all I can say.
Righteous, I got you. But I'm allowed to say on a recorded line, and as a veteran and as a carrying VA card carrier, I'm the one who got in trouble for telling the truth, and they even took my house out here in Washington State for going on TV and telling about the military sexual trauma. I know this ain't your business, not your job, but like I said, I'm the one who goes out and I will. What you had to describe me about your business and what y'all trying to do for others? A lot of people in this building, and this is not even my business. I'm a resident here, but this is what I do. If I hear something that can help others, I'm gonna speak up. But sometimes it costs me. It cost me. They made me homeless. They took my house in 2 days and took it on a Sunday because I went on TV on a Friday and spoke about what the VA was doing to us. I lost a couple of my buddies, my friends, and I didn't know that the VA was doing what they were doing until I got hooked up with them. And now they're finally doing something. That's why I was only asking, inquiring, how did your family speak about the VA? And unless they're right, excuse me when I say this, but my mother is a Dr. Reverend Jackson, Sandra Lee Jackson, on the East Coast. My father is Reverend Jackson on the East Coast, and he was a colonel in the Army as well. But my mother's white, all white, blonde hair, blue eyes, and was called nigger lover. So what I'm going to say right now, if only the VA usually helps those whose family members are behind the soldiers and understand the soldier that wants to get assistance and has money. And they're whites usually. The ones who are called black or Mexican or Indian Native, we got sized. We get duped. I lost a couple of mine. They blew their brains out. And one is still living, and now he's with a one is living still. And I just spoke to him yesterday in South Carolina, and he tried to blow his brains out because they killed his father for doing Vietnam. They killed his father when he came back from Afghanistan. They didn't do his medical. They kept sending him home, and he had to witness his dad's death in his chair. So I had to speak up. And I'm not no relative of them. And he's white, but his father married a Philippine. So he looked like he's Filipino. Filipino and white. But they treated him differently. Didn't know that his father was who his father was. And they killed him. So he tried to kill himself. Yeah. So the VA wasn't doing as well. But this year and last year, they're doing awesome. Because I got 3 surgeries right now in 1 month. And they're going to give me another one. So people are hearing. We don't want to hear thank you for your services because that doesn't care. It doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter. It falls on deaf ears because the VA is screwing us over, and they're not letting us tell the civilians how they really treat us when we get out. They treat us like a piece of crap. And I'm a soldier. I'm not afraid to tell the truth. Many soldiers try to be brave and say, or try to hold it in. Yeah, we took an oath and we ain't going to say, no, I'm telling it. If it's wrong, if it's against the Bible, then it's wrong. So I'm that one. And you might see me pretty soon. I'm going back on TV. I'm doing my gospel music. So you may see me. You're going to say, oh, my God, that woman was, I can't believe she just told me all this stuff. And she was inquiring about y'all company, your business. And you can't help me. I was going to help others with your business and help you. I have nothing to do. Just wait for another surgery, then I stay home again, wait and heal by myself with my little Frenchie dog. I would like to help people without getting a paycheck. You understand? Still a soldier for God. Still a soldier for our country. I don't care if they don't like me or racist. I don't care. I took that oath. I treat everybody equally, and my job's not done until I die. But don't tell anybody because I'm getting tired of getting used too. Can I ask you what state is that? Are you North Carolina or South Carolina?
I'm over on the Alabama and Georgia line, ma'am.
Mm-mm. You're in Dalton?
Close to it, about.
By the palm trees? Are you by the palm trees?
I'm more towards the. I'm a little bit towards the teetering between. I've got an Alabama phone number, but the residency is over in Georgia. If that makes sense. It's quite complicated.
It's not because I had to visit my brother when I was stationed in Anniston, Alabama, and he was on the line. It was Georgia and Alabama. And it was Dalton, but when we crossed the line, I saw the only thing I can recall is that my whole aura made a change when I saw the palm trees. I didn't expect that. I only expected it in Florida or the Bahamas. I didn't expect that, so it made me change my whole demeanor and everything while we're crossing it, and no one told me about it. I'd never been there, but that's what I remember. My brother was the Navy. He's Navy, and he had a place out there. And I only been out there once. That's why I said don't. I've been around a lot of places.
We're about 3 hours away from there.
Right. Oh, what?
Towards down from south.
What? So you're close to Florida?
A little bit.
All right. That's what's up. If you go visit them, say Sunshine Jackson. Doreen Jackson, but Sunshine Jackson, everybody knows me, Sunshine Jackson, the singer. But say, I want to say, hey, and I just put a TikTok up for the first time today. I didn't want to let nobody know that I'm still around. I didn't drop no beats. I didn't drop no music because of the pandemic.
Yes, I can understand that one. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get on that myself.
Come on now. What? You trying to get on what?
I'm trying to get on TikTok myself.
Oh, you are?
I'm trying to.
You don't have enough followers?
Well, it's not that. It's just that I'm trying to get up the courage to do it.
That's okay. I'm glad you said that. Now I'm gonna be your confirmation. It took me, my family's on it, and they said I'm not supposed to be I don't toot my own horn, even in interviews. I don't tell everything of my accolades or my credentials or what I've done. I don't tell everything. You have to just see for yourself and be in awe and say, wait a minute, she look like this, and she's tearing down the company and going back together by herself. What? Took a week? What? That type. But I look like Jada Pinkett and Halle Berry mixed together, but I also minister and do gospel music. I do inspirational music. But what I was going to say is that you're my confirmation, because my sister just, she FaceTimed me today. One of my sisters, I have 16 brothers and sisters, and most of them deacons and reverends, and they all military and stuff. But they, she's badass. She did 9 war tours. She's been in the military for 29 years, and she's 11 months younger than me. She just texted me to say, she Facebooked me and said, hey, you need to get on this site, TikTok. And she says, wait a minute, but you don't have enough followers. I said, well, how many followers do you have? She says, don't worry about it. I got you. So she said, why haven't I tried anyway to just put a thing on a, put up on a page? I said, because I don't know. Dude, I've already been out. I want to be left alone right now. I want to be one-on-one with God, huh? That I gave the world to me and stuff, and I now these strangers are going to be able to see me. She says, no, they would need to hear your voice. So what I did, she said, the world right now, the pandemic we're in, this distraction and stuff we're in, she said, they need to hear your songs. They need this. They need, I said, oh, now y'all say that y'all need to hear me? I thought, I sound just like Tina Turner. Why do they need two Tina Turners? You said it wasn't me. So now they're saying that, oh, the words that I say what I say is real life, and it's so deep. You do cry. You will cry. I'm not going to lie. Everybody, whoever hears each song that I sing, or if I do it live, you're going to bring a group of people the next time you come and want to know where I'm at or want my CD. That's who I am. My family just now, my sister just now, TikTok, Facebook being said, you know, you need to go on after they've been saying for years. Well, no. And no, we don't need another Jesus. We don't need that kind of inspiration. Now they do. Now she wants me on. So I did it. I did it today. And I said no, because I didn't have the confidence because of all this stuff, the pandemic. And I've been told before, years in advance, that my music is too deep and the world's not ready for it. That it touches too much to the spirit. But now you're my confirmation, and I'm going to put my TikTok is Dore Jackson 67. Look me up. I'm putting up now because you just said that you didn't feel confident enough. You just gave me confidence. Now I'm gonna put one of my originals on, and I'm gonna do it live, and I'm gonna do it right after we get off the phone. I'm gonna post it. So I want to thank you, and don't be a chicken. Go ahead. Get on TikTok. Show people who you are. The world might need you too. The world, there's somebody might need whatever you have to give, any word that you have to give. Yes, you're not isolated. Just without me, you're not isolated for the state you're in. There's other people that are out there that feels and does things that you do, but they never seen you, and they would probably love to see you. You got me. That's how it works, and I shouldn't give that. That's, I feel like Whitney Houston now, giving away secrets.
Yes, ma'am. And I just got word from my supervisor that I've been on this call for too long, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha.
I do apologize.
No, it's all good. You have a blessed night, and God bless you. God bless you.
And
stay strong.
And same to you too, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, love.